Now, Philip Saint-Pierre, the surgeon here. Today's date is 06/08/2024. Dictation is for Mr. David Leon. Leon spells L-E-O-N-E. David spells D-A-V-I-D. Date of birth is 09/26/1969. This is a 54-year-old gentleman here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Mr. Leon has a history of hypertension. He's here for follow-up for this condition and medication refill. He states that since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says he has some pain and pressure in his sinuses, runny nose. He states is around this time of year he will have sinus infections and symptoms are similar. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Previous paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Previous paragraph. Physical exam is alert, oriented, no acute distress. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2-SAT is 97% of room air. Blood pressure is 128 over 91. Pulse 82. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Previous paragraph. Nose congested. Green clear discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph. Face no edema. No erythema. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Previous paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Previous paragraph. Cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Previous paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to mild obesity, no rigidity. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae. Previous paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgia gait. Previous paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, and 3, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Previous paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute sinusitis, number 2, hypertension, number 3, acute rhinitis, number 4, hypercholesterolemia. Period. Next paragraph. Patient's lab, which was drawn on 04/01/2024, he was called but was unable to make a follow-up to review his labs. His labs on this date reveal elevated cholesterol, total cholesterol 243 versus 200, LDL cholesterol, no triglycerides, 152 versus 100. Period. Patient and I had a discussion about these numbers and he opted for lifestyle changes. Period. We talked about appropriate diet, appropriate exercises, and we'll repeat the study again in about 3 months. If it continues to be elevated, we will initiate medication. Period. Next paragraph. Patient medication was refilled as follows. Losartan / hydrochlorothiazide 100/225 mg, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Lunesta 3 mg, 1 PO QHS for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Azelastine, spells Azelastine, 137 micrograms, 2 puffs BID for 30 days. Next paragraph. Patient was given the opportunities to ask questions. He said he has none. In clinic today, he received the following: dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. He was observed for approximately 15 minutes. Reevaluated, he reported no signs or symptoms of adverse effect from the medication. Stated that he's beginning to feel a little better. Period. He was sent home with the following medication correction. He was advised to come back to the clinic at 4 to go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.